An iron worker on a skyscraper calmly walked in narrow beam, 15 floors above the city street.
一个建筑工人在一座摩天大楼的15层高楼的一个过跨街的一个横梁狭窄的横梁上很轻松地走过去。
Even with heavy winds blowing and the driving rain falling, he showed no fear and he never hesitated.
即使是风 吹过来大风大雨也落下来他没有表现出任何的恐惧或者犹豫。
When he came down to the ground level, a man who had been watching him asked, How did you ever get a job like that?
当他下到地面的时候一个一直在看着他的人问他说你怎么干这个工作呀
Well, replied the iron worker, I used to drive a school bus, but my nerves gave out.
那建筑工人回答说我原来是开校车的但是后来我的神经出了故障。
I guess that all of us have our breaking point.
我想我们每个人都有让你跟我神经有崩溃的地方。
Walking a narrow beam 50 stories in the air is one thing, but driving a bus full of noisy children is quite another.
在十五层楼的高空的狭窄的横梁上这样走过是一回事但是呢开着一车后面载着满载着吵闹的孩子是另外一回事
Stephen King is known as a writer of scary stories stories like Carrie and The Shining
Stephen King 是一个非常有名的写恐怖小说的作家他曾写过 Carrie 跟 The Shining 闪灵两本书
In an interview, Stephen King talked about his daily writing routine.
在接受采访时，有人问 Stephen King， 就是他的日常的写作的习惯是什么样的。
He said that he only writes in the morning.
他说我只在早上写东西。
The interviewer asked him whether he wrote anything at night.
采访他的人就问他说：“那你晚上是不是也会写作呢？”
Stephen King answered, "Are you kidding? Not with the stuff I write."
Stephen 笑着 回答说你在开玩笑吗我那写的那些东西是不能在晚上写的
He was kidding of course But there is something about the night That gives us all the heebie-jeebies
他当然是在开玩笑但是晚上的的确确会有让我们有些神经过敏的地方
It reminds me of a young woman Who was waiting for a bus In a slum area one eveningWhen a young rookie police officer approached her.
这让我想起有一天晚上一个年轻的女子在贫民窟的一个公共汽车站等公共汽车有一个刚刚做了检查的人走进她。
Do you want me to wait with you? He asked.
检查问说要我陪着你一起等吗
She replied confidently, Thank you, but that's not necessary. I'm not afraid.
那女的非常自信地回答说谢谢你不用不了因为我根本都不害怕。
Well then, he said, grinning nervously, would you mind waiting with me?
那警察说那好吧。警察笑笑地说那你不介意陪我等一会吗
There are some conditions that might make even police officers a little apprehensive.
有一些情况会让即便是让警察都心里头有些恐惧不安。
Our theme for today is Daddy, I'm afraid.
今天我们要分享的主题是说爸爸我害怕。
Max Lucado, in his book, Applause from Heaven, tells the story of the time when his 3-year-old daughter, Andrea, woke him up in the middle of the night.
Max Lucado 在他的一本从天堂来的掌声里头记录了讲了他女儿三岁半的女儿 Andrea,有一天晚上半夜醒来的一个故事。
He says he tried to ignore her and go back to sleep, but this wasn't her game plan.
他说我曾想不去理他，只当成没听见再回去睡觉，但是他女儿却不是这样计划的。
He opened one eye.
Next 睁开了一只眼睛。
Andrea was at the edge of his bed, only a few inches from his face.
看见 Angela 站在他的船头，离他的脸只有几英寸的距离。
Daddy, I'm scared, she said.
他说：“爸爸，我很害怕。”
He opened the other eye and saw the clock. It was 1 o'clock in the morning.
Max 把另外的一只眼睛睁开，看了看墙上的钟，那时候是早上一点钟。
What's wrong, Andrea? He asked.
Andrea, 有什么事吗？他问道。
I need a flashlight in my room, she answered.
他回答说，在我的房间里头，我要有一只手电筒。
You need what? He asked.
你要什么？他问道。
I need a flashlight in my room, she replied.
我房间里需要有一只手电筒，他回答说。
He was awake now. Why do you need a flashlight in your room? He asked.
他醒了过来，他就问说，你为什么你在房间里需要有手电筒呢？
Cause it's dark, she answered.
因为夜太黑了，他回答说。
Lucado told her the night light was on and the hall light was on.
Lucado 告诉他说，在他的房间里头已经有夜光灯，然后走廊里的灯也是亮着。
But that is, he objected. What if I open my eyes and I can't see anything?
但是他仍然反驳说，爸爸，如果我睁开眼睛，但是什么都没有看见，该怎么办呢？
He wondered what in the world she was talking about.
他完全不知道 Angela 在讲的是什么。
Then his wife interrupted.
然后他的妻子说话了。
She explained that there had been power failure around midnight, and Andrea must have awakened in the dark.
她解释说，有一天半夜突然停电，那时候 Angela 肯定是在黑暗中醒了过来。
No night light, no hall light.
没有夜灯，也没有走廊里的灯。
She had opened her eyes and had been unable to see anything.
她肯定是睁开了眼睛，但是漆黑一片。
Just darkness.
她什么也没有看见。
She had apparently stayed in her room, frightened, until the lights had come back on in order to make it to her daddy.
她肯定是待在自己房间里吓得要死，一直等到灯亮了，她才去到爸爸的跟前去。
Lucado understood and did what any good father would do.
卢卡斯才明白了，那他现在做了一个任何的一个好父亲所会做的事情。
He picked Andrea up, got a flashlight out of the utility room, and carried her back to her bed, while at the same time reassuring her that mom and dad would always be there for her.
他把 Andrea 抱起来，然后带着她去杂物间拿了手电筒，并且再把她抱回来放到她自己的床上。同时一个劲地安慰他说，爸爸妈妈会永远和你在一起，在他的身边。
Have you ever been afraid?
你曾经害怕过吗？
As a child?
作为当你还是个孩子的时候。
As an adult?
作为一个成年人。
St. Paul writes in our lesson for Romans, For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.
使徒保罗在罗马书里头给了我们一个功课，他这么罗马书十四八章十四节这么写道，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿女。
The spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought your adoption to sonship.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，恰恰相反，你们所领受的是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
And by the Spirit we cry Abba Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
因此我们圣灵引导我们，使我们呼叫阿爸父，圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女。
Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs of Christ.If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和基督一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
We all know what it is to be afraid, don't we?
我们都知道什么是害怕，不是吗？
We are each afraid of different things, but fear is a universal phenomenon.
我们每个人害怕的东西 都不一样，但是害怕的确是一个普遍的现象。
A man named Wayne Gray told a good story in the Reader's Digest recently.
一个叫维尼·格雷的人在读者文摘里头讲了一个不错的故事。
He says that he visited his local police station one evening to pay a parking fine.
他说有一天晚上他去当地的一个警察局去付停车的罚款。
While he was in line, he noticed an elderly woman just ahead of him who was trembling all over.
排队等着的时候，他注意到在他的前面不远就有一个老年的妇女，在他的前面就是浑身发抖。
He left it to the police to help her.
他没管他，反正有警察去帮助他。
He paid his fine and was about to leave the station when he saw that same elderly woman sitting on a bench in the corner, absorbed in a book.
他交了罚款，正准备离开警察局的时候，他看见那个女的正坐在角落里头，这个角落边的椅子上，在全神贯注地看一本书。
What's the trouble? He finally asked. Is there anything I can do?
有什么麻烦吗？他忍不住地问道，说有什么事我可以帮你的吗？
No, thank you, she said, replied sedately. You see, I was sitting at home all alone reading this mystery story, and I got so scared that I came down here to finish it under police protection.
没有，谢谢你，他回答说，你看，我独自一个人待在家里头看这一本神秘的小说，我非常害怕，所以我来到警察局这里头来，在警察的保护下读这本书。
Maybe she was reading a Stephen King novel.
或许她正在读的是 Stephen King 写的小说吧。
We joke about it, but we've been afraid at some time in our lives.
我们或许觉得很可笑，但是在人生的某些时候，我们都曾害怕过。
Different stages of life bring different fears.
人生的不同阶段，我们害怕的东西也不一样。
There was a passage in a book sometime back written by comedian Jonathan Winters.
有一段话记录在喜剧演员 Jonathan Winters 写的一本书里头。
Do you know or do you remember Winters?
你们知道或者还记得Winters 吗？
He died last year.
他去年去世了。
Winters was a comic genius who influenced many other comedians, especially Robin Williams.
Winters 是一个喜剧演员，非常天才的喜剧演员。他影响了许许多的其他的喜剧演员，尤其是 Robin Williams.
In his book Winters' Tale, Winters assumes the voice of a child.
在他的 Winters 的传奇故事一本书中， Winters 模仿了一个孩子的声音。
What are you frightened of, Johnny?
他问到说，约尼，你有什么事让你害怕的吗？
I'm frightened of that cloud that's over Russia.
我害怕俄罗斯上空的云所带来的威胁。
I'm scared of war between Libya and us.
我害怕利比亚和我们之间的战争。
I'm really scared of Chubby Davis, that bully that beats up on me.And lives two doors away from us.
我真的是非常害怕那个叫 Davis 的胖子，他常常欺负我打我，他就在我们家两栋楼不远。
I'm afraid I'm not going to pass into next grade come June.
我害怕六月份到来的时候，我没有办法升入到下一个年级。
I'm frightened of lightning. Last summer, lightning struck the big pine tree in our front yard.
我很害怕闪电，去年夏天的时候，那雷电击中了我们前面院子里的那棵大的松树。
Grandpa said it was more than 200 years old.
爷爷说那棵松树至少有200多年了。
I'm afraid of Mrs. Pavick's pit bull. He bit my hand when I reached through the fence to get my baseball.
我也害怕 Pavick 太太的斗牛犬，有一次当我伸手伸过栏杆去够我的棒球的时候，那斗牛犬咬了我的手。
I'm frightened that mom and dad will die someday, and I'll be all alone.
我害怕爸爸妈妈有一天会死去， 那样的话我就独自一个人。
I'm scared to put my newspaper money in the bank because it was held up a couple weeks ago.
我害怕把我买报纸的钱存入银行，因为上一次我有两个星期取不出钱来。
But there's one final thing John is written of.
但还有一件最后的事情是让 Johnny 最最害怕的。
You know what written frightens me the most, he says.
你知道什么事是最最让我害怕的吗？
Mom and Dad.Because they drink every night, and though they never beat me, they're always saying they never should have had me.
我的爸爸妈妈，因为他们每天晚上喝酒，尽管他们从来没有打过我，但是他们经常说他们根本就不应该要我的。
Sad memories, the one frightened lad.
这就是一个害怕的小孩子伤心的回忆。
We all know what it is to be afraid.
我们都知道什么是害怕。
Some of us handle our fears in different ways.
我们中的某些人对着恐惧害怕，我们的方式也不一样。
Some of us confront our fears in order to free ourselves from them.
有一些人是直接面对着恐惧，是为的是让我们自己从害怕恐惧中摆脱出来。
Do you remember a unique individual who came to national attention following the infamous Watergate scandal?A man named G. Gordon Liddy.
你还记得有一个名叫吉格登利迪的人吗？在水门世界丑闻爆发的时候，他是全国人民全美国人民关注的。
He's still around.
他还活着。
He sometimes shows up on Fox News.
有时候Fox 新闻里面出现他。
Liddy is one person who confronts his fear.
Liddy 是一个直接面对恐惧的人。
He says that when he was a boy, he was upset that he was afraid of rats.
他说当他还是个孩子的时候，他对自己害怕老鼠很不满意。
So he caught some rats, cooked them, and ate them.
所以他捉了些老鼠，把它们煮了，并且吃了。
I'm not making this up.
斯穆斯没有编造这个。
He also said that as a child, he was afraid of thunder and lightning.
他说当他还是小的时候，他也害怕闪电打雷。
And so he strapped himself to the top of a large tree during a major electrical storm, where he stayed until the storm was over.
所以有一个在大暴风雨的夜晚，他就把自己绑在了那个树的顶端，一直等到暴风雨结束了才下来。
Well, that's one way to deal with fears. Confront them.
那的确是一种对付恐惧的方式，就是直接的面对它。
Maybe not like Gordon Liddy, but still sometimes confronting your fear helps.
或许不一定像 Gordon Liddy 一样，但是很多时候直接的面对恐惧的确会有帮助。
Some of us confront our fears.
我们中的有些人是直接的面对恐惧。
Others live in denial of our fears.
也有些人或许会否认我们活在恐惧之中。
Richard Jeske, a Lutheran pastor, tells of visiting a friend who lived in New York City several years ago.
理查德·杰斯克是一个路德派的牧师，他讲了一个几年前他探访一个住在纽约的朋友的故事。
This friend was eager to sing the praises of that great city.
这个朋友非常热切地赞美这个伟大的城市。
New York has everything, he said to Jesse.
他说纽约拥有一切。
It's the greatest city in the world.
纽约是这个世界上最最伟大的城市。
So Jesse asked, what do you like best about it?
Jesse 因此问他说你最喜欢纽约的是什么呢？
And his friend said, freedom.
他朋友回答说自由。
Freedom to be yourself.
自由自在地做你自己。
Freedom to choose the lifestyle you want. No one is looking over your shoulder.
自由的选择你自己所要的生活方式，没有人会轻看你。
Freedom to eat where you want and to dress as you like and think what you want to think.
吃你想要吃的，穿你想要穿的，想你所要想的，完全的自由。
Jesse was impressed.
Jesse 对这话一番话印象非常深刻。
However, after this, New York friend said all of this about being free, he closed the door to his apartment, locked the latch, turned the deadbolt, inserted the chain, and switched on the electronic alarm.
但是当他的纽约朋友跟他讲完了这些关于这么多自由的时候，他的朋友开始关上了公寓的门，锁上了锁，并且把那个防盗的那个锁也插上，然后呢，并且打开了电子的防盗报警系统。
Then his friend warned him, "Whatever you do, don't open that door without switching off the alarm, or all hell will break loose, and the cops will come here and shoot you dead."
然后他的朋友警告 Jessica 说，不管你做什么事，你千万不能够开门的以前忘了把那个报警系统给关掉，否则的话像地狱的门打开一样，警察就会闯进来一枪打死你。
He was serious.
他说这话是认真的。
Maybe his friend was just a little bit in denial about the joys of living in the Big Apple.
或许他的朋友会对生活在纽约市的兴趣冲淡了一点吧。
Some of us handle our fears in different ways.
对付恐惧时，我们的方法都不一样。
Some people force themselves to face up to their fears.
有人是强迫自己去面对恐惧。
Others live in denial about their fears.
有人是否认恐惧的存在。
And they remain crippled by them.
但却一直活在恐惧的阴影底下。
The best thing you can do with fear, of course, is to turn it over to God.
当然，对付恐惧最好的办法就是把它交托给神。
St. Paul writes, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear."
使徒保罗写道说，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿女。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。
In other words, it is never God's will for His children to live in fear.
换句话说，神从来不希望他的儿女们活在恐惧之中。
One of the reasons Christ came into the world was so that we would no longer be afraid.
基督降世为人的目的之一就是让我们不再害怕恐惧。
St. Paul continues, "The Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by the Spirit we cry, Abba, Father."
使徒保罗继续写道说，你们所受的是乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
In other words, like Max Lucado's young daughter, when we are afraid, we have a daddy we can turn to.
也就是说，就像 Max, 他的小女儿一样，当你跟我害怕的时候，我们可以转向我们的爸爸。
Abba means 爸爸。
阿爸就是指的是爸爸的意思。
Bible scholar Donald Guthrie has this to say about the term Abba.
对于阿爸这个词，圣经学者 Donald Guthrie 是这么解释的。
Abba, he writes, is a new, unique form that finds no parallel either in the Old Testament or in Judaism.As an address to God.
他说用阿爸来称呼神是独一无二的，在旧约中或者在犹太教中都从来不曾有过。
It is used by Jesus, and it conveys a sense of intimacy and familiarity, which introduced an entirely new factor into man's approach to God.
耶稣这么称呼神，表达的是一种亲密、熟悉的感觉。作为人来接近神，提供了一种全新的一个关系，全新的一个方法。
Humanity has always had its fears.
人类永远都有恐惧。
Faith helps us deal with these fears.
信仰有助于帮助我们来克服恐惧。
But in many of the world's religions, the fear of God was an additional burden.
但是在世界上许许多多宗教里面，惧怕神是一种额外的负担。
Many ancient rituals and rites were designed with one objective: to appease an angry and a remote god or gods.
许多古老的礼仪仪式都有一个目标，就是为了安抚一位或者多位愤怒的遥不可及的神。
Jesus turned such faith upside down.
耶稣将这样的一种信仰认知彻底的颠覆。
He revealed a God who was approachable and caring, not a God to be appeased, but a God to be loved, and who loved in return.
耶稣说，展现给我们的一个神是那么可以就近，是关爱我们的神，不是一个要让我们去安抚愤怒的神，而是一个让我们去爱的神，因为神爱我们。
God was Abba, 爸爸。
神是阿爸父，爸爸。
We are His children and heirs to every good thing that the Father has created.
我们是他的儿女和后世，要承受神所创造的一切的美好。
Is there some deep fear that you have this morning?
今天早上，在你的内心深处有深深的恐惧吗？
Fear of aging.Fear of death, fear of being all alone, and fear of failure or rejection.
害怕衰老，害怕死亡，害怕孤单寂寞，害怕失败，害怕被人拒绝。
Fears are manifold.
恐惧害怕有多层多个方面。
All of us have something of which we are afraid.
有每一个人都会有让我们害怕的东西。不是吗？
But one thing shall weigh on our hearts no longer. We need not fear God.
但是有一点不应该再压在我们的心头，就是我们不要害怕神。
And with God on our side, we need fear nothing in this world.
并且因为神在我们的身旁，所以在这个世上我们不需要有任何的害怕。
Pastor Billy Strayhorn tells about a nature show.That was on television sometime back.
比尔斯杰翰牧师讲了一个前段时间在电视的自然这个节目里头的一个故事。
It was about a mama black bear that had given birth to two cubs.
这是一个关于这黑熊妈妈刚刚生下了两只小幼熊的一个故事。
One cub died right away.
一只小幼熊生下来就马上就死了。
3 weeks later, the mother died.
三星期以后，熊妈妈也死了。
The remaining cub was left to fend for itself.
剩下的那只小幼熊只能是自力更生了。
An orphan cub in that condition is like a walking buffet for predators, says Strayhorn.
Strayhorn 说，对熊的听力来说，那一只孤单的幼小的熊，在那样的状况下，就像是一个能走动的一个自助餐。
And of course, the camera immediately showed.A hungry-looking mountain lion.
当然，电视机的镜头前面马上就出现了一只饥饿的美洲狮。
One day, the orphan bear encountered a giant male black bear.
有一天，这只孤独的小幼熊遇到了一只巨大的雄性的黑熊。
The little cub cowered at the big older bear's sheer mass.
在这只巨大的熊的面前，这只小幼熊就像蜷缩在那里头。
The larger bear peered around and seemed to realize that the mother bear wasn't anywhere to be found.
大熊四周看了看，并且意识到说，幼熊的妈妈好像是毫无踪影。
He gave the little cub a friendly nudge.
他轻轻地友好地推了一下那小幼熊。
The camera then showed the little bear happily trailing along after the larger one.
镜头前显示那只小幼熊非常高高兴兴地跟在了大熊的后面。
The adoption papers were signed, sealed, and registered at the county seat in that night.
史俊宏说，这样轻轻的一推，就像是签了一个领养的收养的文件，签好了，盖了章，在县城里面注册了。
The camera followed along as Papa Bear proceeded to show the cub.How to grub for insects, and how to catch fish, and how to scratch his back against the tree.
后来镜头前，节目里头也播放了很多黑熊的爸爸怎么样去教小幼熊去捉昆虫、抓鱼，并且靠着树干去蹭痒痒。
One day, the two bears became separated.
有一天，这两只熊失散了。
The cub began to cry and looked frantically for his new father. but he couldn't find him anywhere.
幼熊开始哭起来, 并且到处找他的新爸爸, 但是他却一无所获。
The cub approached the stream where he learned to fish, and something caught his attention.
小幼熊来到了溪边, 在这里头, 他的爸爸教会他怎么样抓鱼, 那个时候, 他注意到有一样东西。
He looked up to see a mountain lion ready to pounce.
他抬头看见一只美洲狮正准备向他扑过来。
That same mountain lion has stalked the cub for the entire show.
那只美洲狮在这个节目里的时候就一直是跟踪着这只幼熊。
There was no way that mountain lion would have gone after that cub with the papa bear around. But now,
如果熊爸爸在的话, 那只美洲狮一点机会都没有。可是现在,
The camera zoomed in on the cub.
特写镜头对准了那只小熊。
He automatically mimicked the posture of his adopted father when threatened.
他很自然地模仿起他的熊爸爸在面对危险的时候的姿态。
He stood on his hind legs and bared his teeth.
所以他就像熊爸爸一样, 他就站起来然后咬紧牙关。
Then in exactly the same way his new father would have done, this cub let loose a mighty growl that should have reverberated throughout the forest.
也和熊爸爸一样, 幼熊喉咙里发出了一声咆哮声, 这个咆哮声本来应该是回荡在整个树林里面。
But only a tiny bear cub squeak came out.
可是这只小幼熊所能发出的不过是几声吱吱声而已。
Well, you know what was coming.
那你知道接下来要发生的是什么?
This is the end for the little bear cub.
这或许是幼熊最后的一刻。
But then an amazing reversal took place.
然后有一个惊人的逆转发生了。
The mountain lion suddenly lowered his head and ran off in the opposite direction.
美洲狮突然低下了头, 向相反的方向跑掉了。
The camera panned back to the proud little cub, still standing tall on his hind legs.
镜头再次摇回到那只骄傲的小幼熊, 它一软后腿高高的直立地站着。
And then all the viewers saw what the little cub could not.
然后所有的观众, 电视的观众都能够看见, 那只幼熊所不能看见的。
A few yards behind him, at full fearsome height, his sharp white teeth bared in the snow stood Daddy Bear.
就在小幼熊身后不远的几码, 站着那只巨大的黑熊的爸爸, 他高高的站立着, 他犀利的牙齿, 洁白的牙齿, 露在外面。
He may not have made a sound, but he was there.
熊爸爸或许没有发出怒吼, 但是他在那里头。
Even though the cub couldn't see his father stood guard, protecting him.
尽管那只幼熊, 他看不见熊爸爸, 但是他的爸爸一直在为他站岗, 一直在保护他。
That little cub had power available greater than anything he could produce on his own.
幼小的熊所具有的能力是远超过他自己本身所有的。
Because his father was watching over him.
因为他的父亲在看顾着保护他。
Friends, your heavenly father is watching over you.
亲爱的朋友们, 你的天父也是这样的看顾着你。
Regardless of what fear you're facing this day, a scary medical prognosis, an offspring who is going down the wrong path, the daily anxieties of aging, the loss of a job, or whatever it might be, turn it over to God.
不管你今天所面对的恐惧是什么，或许是一个可怕的医疗报告， 孩子们做出了一系列的错误的选择， 还是每天焦虑会变得衰老， 或者是担心失去工作， 或者其他的， 不管是什么， 让我们交托给神。
Let your prayer be, Daddy, I'm afraid, but I know you're with me.
让你的祷告是说， 阿爸， 我害怕， 但我知道你与我同在。
In 1940, near the beginning of World War II, Britain stood alone against the Nazi war machine.
1940年二战刚开始的时候，英国这个国家在孤军奋战的在反抗着纳粹德国的这样一个 战争机器。
The German bombers came very night and the city of London was terribly damaged.
德国的轰炸机每天晚上飞过来，伦敦市严重受损。
Only with great difficulty did the people carry on during those days.
在那些日子里面，人们是艰难的度日。
War correspondent Edward R. Murrow said on one of those occasions, when devastation and tragedy was all around him, he saw a ruly letter sign just off the East India Dock Road.
战地记者爱德华·莫尔说，当惨剧和灾难围绕着他的那些日子里面，有一次他在东印度码头路，他看见了一个非常醒目的牌子。
The sign carried this message: If your knees knock, kneel on them.
那上面写到说，如果你的膝盖发抖的话，就跪下来，就跪下吧。
Good advice.
很不错的建议，不是吗？
For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿女。
The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕。
So do not be afraid.
因此不要害怕。
For God is with you.
因为神与你同在。
Often.
Oh, yeah. Okay.